This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. Welcome. Auto World, America's automobile enthusiast show because of you. Thank you. Fasten that seatbelt. Make sure it's tight. Thanks for coming in on the first hour. We're on the second hour. Good to have you along, folks. This is Auto World right here live from Boise, Idaho, and throughout coast to coast, nationwide, and across the pond. Appreciate all of you tuning in and keeping it fresh. That's right. We are fresh every hour, just like those Krispy Kreme donuts. What's that mean? Well, what that means is every hour is different here on Auto World. You're going to get new trivia, new emails. We're going to get new phone calls. We're going to get new, well, facts. Like the recall I'm going to be talking about just here in a little bit. If you own a Ford product, listen up here in just a little bit. But before we do that, I'm trying to just get myself positioned. I'm sitting in a Dodge Charger seat today. Dodge Viper seat that I'm usually sitting in is in the background there. Thank you, Slide Him In and Slide Him Out Sammy, sitting in for, he's in the house, Slide Him In, Slide Him Out Sammy, my chauffeur, brings me in every week, of course, and sitting in for Eddie, the engine emailer, taking care of the emails for us today. Why did you bring a Dodge Charger seat in for me today? Oh. You know, I love it. Yeah, no, it's a 1970, huh? Oh, I understand why now. Thank you. He's nodding his head because it's time to get to my dad had that car. Segment we like to do here at Auto World in the Greasy Garage Studio. For 1970, Dodge introduces a new model, the Charger, at a new lower price. $3,001 regularly, $3,358. Now, 1970, new lower price at $3,001. Oh, yes, new arrival. It came with a 226 cubic inch six cylinder. It was available at that year, of course. Had a whole 145 horsepower. See, one of the slogans I said back then, folks, back in the time of the Dodge Charger, it had the full width front seat, of course, in it. Like a couch. It's not like the bucket seat I'm sitting on. If you don't want another same old brand new car, you could be a Dodge material type of person. That was just one of their slogans. That worked. Because what are those things selling for right now down at Barrett Jackson in Scottsdale, Arizona? Ka-ching, you're talking $90,000 plus. Can you imagine $3,001 back in the day? The Charger. Six or the V8? I prefer the V8, the 440. Oh, yeah, the V8 440, 375 horsepower. That was in the RT, Road and Track. That's what it stands for. We've got trivia coming your way throughout the hour. I've got the email bag to the left sitting on Slide Him In, Slide Him Out Sammy, my chauffeur's lap. I've got for you coming up the recall. Let's do the recall right now. Let's get this baby pulled away from the curb and see what this is all about. A little fresh reminder, get a pen and paper and pencil out because you're going to be writing down some stats, period, for you to tell if you don't own one of these automobiles. You're going to tell your neighbor, your friend, your relative, and even maybe your radio buddy that's listening right now. Text them. Don't leave the radio right now. Here it is. Folks, according to the recall notice, I'm a little early on it. That's why I like to be. So I like to be in trouble constantly at all times. From the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. It's a recall notice. It's about oil pressure, folks. A loss of oil pressure, what's it do to your engine? Result in a lockup. It needs oil pressure in order for it to run. It could cause you to stall because the motor locks up. No power steering, no power brakes. Loss of power braking, you can't stop the thing. The motor just seized up because no oil pressure. A risk of crash. A total of units are potentially affected by this recall. And what is this recall? This recall, folks, is an oil pressure. Yes, Ford vehicles, listen up. No oil pressure. Ford is recalling, here's the years and the make and the model. They're recalling a certain amount of 2016 through 2018 Ford Focuses. Ford Focus, folks, they're everywhere. You might have one. You might own one. 2016 through 2018, the Ford Focus, and the 2018 through the 2022 Ford EcoSport vehicles. After the oil pump drive belt or the drive belt tensioner may fail. That's what drives, makes the oil pressure work, which could result in a loss of engine oil pressure. And there it is, 139,000, and the number's climbing as I'm talking. It's almost like a lottery number. It keeps going and turning and going up and up and up and up. So if you do own, this is an official recall on the 2016 through 2018 Ford Focus and the 2018 through 2022 Ford EcoSport vehicles, folks, you do need a new oil pump drive belt or a drive belt tensioner. And if it was my money, I would ask for both of them, period. That way you have oil pressure and, you know, you can go on down the road. And it's free of charge, by the way. Yeah, free. Yeah, now. Again, as I always promise you, because I like to be in trouble here in Auto World behind the silver microphone, you can contact direct the Ford customer service, and here's their phone number, 1-866-436-7332. That's 1-866-436-7332. Guess what? I have, as I always do, I love doing this, I have the recall number for you. Ford's number for this recall is the number of 23S, as in Sam, 64, 23S64. You want to have the safety hotline number too, don't you? Yeah, NHTSA.gov, folks. That's the website you can go to check out what I'm talking about, NHTSA.gov. And here's the NHTSA vehicle safety hotline, 1-888-327-4236. Do it. Get involved. Tell your neighbors, tell your friends. Ford Focus and the EcoSport. How many of them are out there? A lot. A lot. Now, one thing that I'm wondering about, you know, recalls. We like to do them here in Auto World. I do, yes. But one thing that also is kind of, you know, I like to get them there to you a little bit early so we can get you fixed before actually you get the letter in the mail. Now, there's nothing. This vehicle, boat or car. Or maybe a C car. Yeah, this one doesn't have any recalls on it. Yep, nothing quite like relaxing, you know, by the sun, getting a suntan by the water, right? Until you hear the whirl of a boat motor coming by. Oh, yeah, the sound of the ice, internal combustion engine. What? Is it a boat? Is it a car? Is it a plane? Is it a bus? No, it's a C car. Go over to my website, AutoWorldMedia.com. Check it out. Also, go over to our Facebook page, Mark Evans, and you'll see the C car. Took to the Brazilian beaches, folks, for a test drive. This company have a brand new boat car. Yeah, the Vihai. It looks just like something like the James Bond would drive, an Aston Martin. Yes, it's called the C car. Vihai is the model of it. It is for the land and for the sea or water. Tested, getting ready to sell it. They are getting ready to sell it. If you want to look in, it does look like an Aston Martin. I'm telling you right now. Go over to my Facebook page, Mark Evans, my name, Facebook, and or Auto World Radio, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Boat or car is classified as a C car. Now, C car is a company that aims to design a car that functions as a boat, but it doesn't look like a boat, folks. No. Now, the Vihai, is what it's called, was designed to carry two passengers in the water, and you ready for the speed that it can travel? It can go up to 60 miles an hour on water. It's like driving an Aston Martin at 60 miles an hour on water. Why not? Okay, you want to know what the price of this Vihai is going to be. The Vihai is said to be going to cost you around about $380,000. Yeah, by the way, the company currently has another model coming out, too. We get two to pick from. Yes, the Vihai, $380,000. Water or land? Both. Why not? Hey, we're going to take a short break. Come right back. Thanks for joining me. right here from the Auto World Plaza. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's always a sunny day out there. All you have to do is push the button and open the moonroof.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's at the nighttime, call it the moonroof. But right now, during the daytime, we call it the... Is it the sunroof? Yeah. Moonroof, sunroof. Just open the thing and enjoy the nice, crisp winter air. For you folks down there in Scottsdale at Barrett Jackson right now, you know, you're warm air. I'm jealous. Good to have you along back, too, into this Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. It's good to have you along. You know, we've been, as you hear at the start of every hour of Auto World, you hear the Ferrari clicking, shifting. Yes, it's got that vroom. And you hear the click when I shift to the next gear. I love it. It's called the anti-theft stick. What am I talking about? It's the anti-theft stick. The gear shift. The gear shift. Yeah. For a long period of time there, they were calling it the anti-theft stick because the kids today, all cars came with an automatic. And that means you just push the juice pedal and hit the brake pedal. No stick to shift. Well, guess what? Is it becoming more popular again? Is the stick shift making a comeback, is the question? Oh, maybe for a niche market. You know, at one point in time, every car, folks, on the market came with a stick shift. I had to teach my kids how to operate a stick shift. You know what I did there? I went right to the closest hill closest to my house. Oh, yeah. What a good way to teach them. Teach them how to drive a clutch on a hill. Well, following advancements in engineering and driving through technology, by 2023, approximately 1.7% of all new cars that were equipped with a manual transmission, however, 1.7 was it. By 2023, that was just, I think, a couple days ago, wasn't it? Yeah, last year, yeah. Now, the report just came out by CarMax. According to the report, there's been an uptick in sales for cars with a stick shift in the last few years. Yep, sales are heading north. The stick shifts that had fallen, see, in 2020, it was 2.4%. In 1.7% had stick shifts. Well, sales had seen a slight increase, 2.8%, and then rose again, 2.9% in 2022. So you got to ask yourself, manual transmission cars or automatic? You got a choice. See, in 1921, Alfred Horner Monroe invented the very first, folks, automatic transmission. That was back in 1921. Thank you, Alfred. I appreciate it. We sit back and relax. Yes, it was back in 1921. Alfred Horner Monroe invented the automatic transmission for you. It featured four forward gears, but no gears for parking or reverse. I guess everybody had to get out or ask your friend's horse to push the car backwards, I guess. And he used air pressure instead of hydraulic fluid to operate it. We use hydraulic fluid. Today, it's called transmission fluid. At the time, it lacked the necessary power and was never, ever commercially sold back in that day. It was until about 1930, folks, that the General Motors produced the very first working automatic transmission with a hydraulic fluid. In 1940, the company introduced it as the Hydromatic, and the first car to come equipped with it was the 1948 Oldsmobile. And over time, the automatic gradually, of course, as we know, became more and more popular among all of us. We got lazy. We didn't want the stick shift and the clutch pedal to slip our foot off in the wintertime. Yeah. Nobody wanted to deal with physically changing gears. Nearly 99% of all new cars that are produced today are equipped with an automatic transmission. Stick shift cars being priced slightly less, of course, just to get rid of them, get them off the lot. Now, the running joke that a car with a manual transmission is, of course, the anti-car theft device. Yes, like I said earlier. And, yeah, the younger kids, what's that thing? Let alone they don't look down at the, they're just looking for the juice pedal to steal the car, you know, and take mom and dad's, you know, Corvette out because it's not an automatic transmission. It doesn't work. Approximately 18% of Americans, all of us, are claiming to know how to drive a stick. Do you, though? Yeah. Do you really know how to burn the tires off? Drop the clutch and get them to spin? Do you? Yeah? Okay. Now, I got some good consumer data here for you that you need to know. What state are you living in right now, listening to me on your favorite radio station? Thank you. Well, I've got for you the most popular manual cars that are on the market today. Still, we've got, you know, sedans, coupes, sports cars are some of the most popular vehicles with the manual transmission. And, you know, making up about 85% of all stick shift sales, muscle cars like the Ford Mustang, the Dodge Challenger, and the Chevrolet Camaro are among the top choices of all of us, of course. So here we go. Let me give you the manual cars that are most popular. I got 10 of them for you. Let's start at the bottom of the list. Number 10 is the Mazda 3. Number 9 on the list is the Mazda MX-5 Miata. Oh, that's a fun car. Put the top down, have fun. Number 8 is Dodge Challenger. Going up the list of the most popular manual stick cars is the 8 is Dodge Challenger. Number 7 is the Volkswagen Jetta. Number 6, the Ford Focus, the one that had the recall, oil pressure. And number 5, the Chevrolet Camaro. Number 4, the Jeep Wrangler. Number 3, of the 10 of the most popular manual cars out there with this anti-theft stick. Number 3 is Subaru, the WRX. I'm going to come back to that model here in just a little bit. Subaru WRX is number 3. Number 2 is the Ford Mustang. So what, I'm going to leave it with you. We're going to go to the break here in just a little bit. But what is the number 1? What brand and what model of car do you think is the most popular of the manual cars on the market today in the year of 2024? Now, you're going to answer that for me at 855-660-4261. Email time already, it is. Oh, yes. Thank you, Dashboard Daniel. Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. What is the number one most popular manual car that has a stick shift in today's world? Also, when I come back, we're going to do the email and also the stick shift popularity by your state. Yeah, most popular and the least popular. Yeah, a lot of your gearheads out there. Wait till you hear what is number one on the most popular stick shift state. Anti-theft stick, hang on, let's do it. Coming back, email, join me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Millions of Americans are waking up freezing today as another Arctic blast is in the eastern half of the country. Wind chill alerts stretch from Montana to Florida with freeze warnings in effect across the South and Gulf Coast. Folks in the Great Lakes and Northeast are also cleaning up after lake effect snow. Overall, nearly 60 weather deaths have been reported across the United States in the last week. Panera Bread's caffeinated charged lemonade drinks are at the center of another lawsuit. A woman filing a lawsuit in Delaware last week alleging that she suffers long-term and permanent cardiac issues after drinking charged lemonade. Two previous lawsuits blamed the lemonade for the deaths of a Florida man and a college student. And President Biden has nothing on his public schedule. He remains at his beach house in Delaware. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
They were made out of metal. Nay, you were in your own galaxy back in the day. If you're, you know, they were made out of metal. It had a chrome bumper on it. The weight of the chrome bumper alone in the front weighs as much as a whole entire, well, the limousine that slide them in and slide them out. Sammy brings me in that Geo Metro. Oh, yes, a reminder of email time. Before we go to the email, though, you know, we had Kenny the first hour email in, and he was telling me about a Suburban and all that, and the oil pressure sending, you know, said it was bad and all that. And he said he had a 5.3 liter. Have you ever heard of a 9.2 liter? Pretty good size, isn't it? Especially when it's a four-cylinder. That's right. Back in 1907, my friends, in 1907, the Thomas, it was called the Thomas, sported a 571 cubic inch, 9.2 liter engine. In the United States, production car lineup at that time was the largest four-cylinder engine ever. A four-cylinder that's a 9.2 liter, 571 cubic inch. 1907. Wowza, let's go! Let's do it. Let's get an email bag. Slide him in. Slide him out, Sammy. My chauffeur is filling in. Thank you, Sammy, for filling in for Eddie, the engine emailer. He's out actually doing some email work, isn't he? Yes. Oh, good, good. I'm going to dig in there. Thanks for handing me the bag. Let's dig in here and get us some email. Wait a minute. There's one there. Hey, thanks for ironing these things out now so I can read them. Okay, there we go. Got it. Oh, awesome, awesome. I got one. Yep. Hey, I can read it too. Email address, folks, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. One word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Please do. Keep in touch with me throughout. I like follow-ups too.
I do. I mean, I talk to quite a few of you through the week. If you'd like to have, you can send me your phone number through the email. I do not share it with anyone. In fact, sometimes I email you back, don't I? Yeah. Hey, what's your number again? Oops, I deleted. I wrote down notes, but anyway. Please keep in touch with me. In your auto world, do I buy that car, Mark? How much should I sell it for, Mark? How much should I buy it for, Mark? What's that smell, Mark? Send me videos, too, of the noise you might have or the leak you might have, or pictures are good, too. That's a good auto world tip. You can always use your cell phone. Make sure your technician at the auto repair facility and your transmission shop facility, your tire shop facility, when they say, hey, I just went in to rotate my tires and you need front brakes, just ask them to take a photo of the affected area and text it to you. That way you can see what they're talking about, because they're talking mechanic jargon. And, you know, the only way you can understand it is, and me too, is through a picture. I do it all the time. And I started that back in the day because I'm working on attorneys' cars, lawyers, attorneys. Why not? You know, hey, they want the truth, I'll give them the truth and the facts through a picture. It works. This one I can read. Let's get to it. Clark in Walla Walla. Awesome. It says, hi, Mark. I'm building a hot rod and was wondering if I could I'm building a hot rod and was wondering if you could send me a list of all the great companies you use in building cars. Let me know your go-to companies that you use all the time. Thanks in advance. Clark in Walla Walla. Well, Clark, awesome. Absolutely. I will do that, Clark. It's very obvious and easy for me to do that because it's a computer program. I've got that. I should put that up on our website. In fact, I'll get with Axelrod Alex and we'll get that done because it works. First off, let's do a shout out. I want to go a little farther with this too, Clark. Let's do a shout out to one of our great Auto World affiliates, and that is, shout out goes out to News Talk 870. Kate. Thank you, Dashboard Daniel. We got horns and everything else. That's awesome. Shout out goes out to News Talk 870, KFLD AM 870 and FM 98.7. Right there in Kennewick, Pasco, Burbank, Washington, and West Richland. Good to have you folks along. Absolutely. And, of course, there in Walla Walla, Washington. Good to have all of you there. Just was recently in Pasco looking at to buying a bicycle, actually. Anyway, the big wheel bicycles.
I love antiques.
Clark. I need to know what kind of hot rod you're building, man. Come on. Let me know. I need to know what kind of car you're putting together. That doesn't affect, it really kind of does, though. Classic Industries, Clark, is one of the companies that I've talked to. I'm trying to get them to step up and be a charter sponsor here. That company has warehouses full of parts for Chevelles and Mustangs and Dodge Challengers and Chargers, and they have an exclusive book/magazine that can be sent to you, Clark. So you can sit there in your evenings, mornings, while you're drinking your favorite juice and browsing through the catalog, you'll find anything and everything you ever wanted to do and everything you wanted to have for your automobile. Classic Industries. How about LMC Truck? Ford Broncos, Ford F-150s, Chevrolets, they have the same thing, Clark. Yes, I have cabinets, and they continuously send you, if you ask them to, which I do, they keep sending me these half-inch catalogs. I know we have internet. We know it with the interweb. Oh, yeah, but come on. After you worked all day and you're sitting in front of your computer monitor, don't you want to just get away and get the smell of the catalog paper while you're sitting there with your favorite juice? Yes, you do. It works. And then you can fold back the page or you can rip it out of the catalog and then go to the internet and order it on up. Clark, I will get you a list of preferred companies I go to, my go-tos, as you say, absolutely to you, with you and all that. And I'm going to highlight a few companies I do not want you to go to, too, okay, through the email because of warranty. Warranty is the biggest thing, folks. Warranty, even if, like Clark, need to know what you're building, definitely, so I can share with everybody. Absolutely. Let's do a follow-up. Email and share it with everyone. I never will share last names, folks, and or phone numbers, but But yeah, Clark, again, thank you. I've got a from Walla Walla, Washington, listening to us on News Talk 870 KFLD, AM 870 and FM 98.7. Thank you, Clark. I have a gift bag for you. You know what's going to be in the gift bag? I can actually see. We had a problem with our STP fuel injector cleaner that's now getting shipped. By the way, I figured out how to get it shipped without chemicals. They wouldn't let me ship it. Super concentrated fuel injector cleaner, Clark, is going to be in your gift bag. Also, Mother's Meguiar Solution Finish wash drops. There's some things in there you're going to get to make sure that your car that you're building and or you can share with your other car that you have or your truck, this clean inside and out detail-wise. I want a good smell on the inside, and I definitely want a good look on the outside. Like I've always said, before you go to your meeting, you want to get up, dress up, and show up with a shine. And wax does that, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Clark, thank you. AutoWorldRadio at yahoo.com. Send me your address. I'll get a little, nice little gift pack out there to you. And also, if you will email me back, let me know if you have Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Ram, whatever you might have. And I am going to throw in a Classic Industries catalog for that year, make, and model for you, okay? To get you started on the right road on spending the correct money for the correct part at the right company. Awesome. Let's do it. When we come back, I've got some sad news. A gentleman has passed. That's sad. Peter Mullen has passed, folks, here a couple months ago. But some news about his museum. When we return. In fact, we're going to put some pictures up on the Facebook side right now. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Some real mechanical organ jargon for all of us. I don't know if we need that on a Sunday, but we got it. Woo! Got an email just came in here to answer that question I got out there, folks. Number one spot goes to who? What car manufacturer and model for the most popular manual car out there today? You know, the anti-theft stick? Yeah. Got Darren. Emails me. We're going to get to the number one spot here, but we're also, I'm going to talk a little bit about the stick shift popularity by your state. What state's least and what's most popular state that loves those stick shifts? But first, Darren, thank you. Darren says he's listening to us here right in California, in Redding, California, on KRAC. So let's do a shout out to one of our great Auto World affiliates before I get to Darren's answer. And that would be a shout out goes out to KRAC AM 1370 right there. Folks listening in Red Bluff, thank you. Appreciate it. Singletown. Cottonwood, there's our shout out. Horn. Yeah, we got the battery fixed and it's a shout out. Horns are working awesome. KRAC AM 1370, Red Bluff, Redding, where Darren is. Good to have you folks along. Cottonwood, California. Absolutely. For 2 hours, Auto World. Appreciate it. Darren says he believes it was the Honda with the stick shift. No model, but that's okay. Darren, you know what I have for you? I have a, yeah, I'm going to go to the junkyard. You're the winner. Congratulations. Let's give him a hand. Yes, yes, Darren. It is a Honda. It's the number one most popular manual car as of we are today in 2024, the Honda Civic. Five-speed. Five. A whole handful. Don't you just love dumping the clutch, Darren? Congratulations. I appreciate it. Thanks for emailing and answering it. And I do like to say, send me an address. I've got a little gift bag for you that's got, I'm going to go to the junkyard. Should I slide him in, slide him out? Sammy, my chauffeur, he's sitting in here with the email bag on his lap. He said, absolutely. See, we're on the same wavelength. I'm going to the junkyard and I'm going to send you a stick shift in that gift bag, Darren.
You can hang it on your wall in your garage. Start your man cave with it. You know, hey, why not? That's right, folks. 10 most popular manual cars. We went up the list. Number one is the Honda Civic. Now, let's get to the stick shift popularity by state. Yeah, stick shift. Shift those gears. Let's start with the least popular and go up from number five on up to number one. Number five is the least popular. They do not like stick shifts there in Georgia. Number four is Wisconsin. That's right. Number three on the list, Mississippi. Mississippi, I remember in the spelling days of trying to spell Mississippi. Number two on the list is Louisiana. You folks do not like this stick shift. And number one on the list is where I was born in Peoria, Illinois. Right there, number one is Illinois. Believe it or not, you folks do not like stick shifts. Least popular. And those are the states least popular. They hate them. The most popular states now, let's go up the list. Number five going all the way to number one. Number five that really likes the stick shift. Number five on the list is Connecticut. Number four on the list is New York. I thought you folks liked just the horn. Every time I'm in New York, Manhattan, all I see is, well, yellow cabs and, of course, Uber and yellow cabs. Honk, 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 honk. I thought, okay, you like stick shifts. Number three is the most popular state that loves them is Washington. And number two right next to me, warming up to me right there, real close to me, right there in Ontario, Oregon, listening on News Talk KBOI AM 670, 93.1 is Oregon. You gearheads over there in Oregon. Number one on the list, though, surprise, surprise, surprise. Number one on the most popular list on the very top is who loves stick shifts is New Mexico. The gearheads of gearheads, New Mexico. On a couple stations down in there. Hey, folks, love you listening to me. Absolutely. Share your stories now about your stick shift experiences. I'll share one. I'll get it going. How do you share it? You just tell me the story and send it to me on email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Call us right here at 855-660-4261. I do love Facebook messaging. We're maxed out on friends at 5K, but please friend me over there. Now, by the way, I know you're friending. Thank you, friending. You're getting on the list of when someone has to leave and go somewhere else, we'll get you in, okay? But friend us over there. We're maxed out at 5K. We'll get you there, but I do. You can always Facebook message me. I'll answer you, absolutely. Eddie, the engine emailer, he's in charge of that also. He gets to me. He says, get that thing over there. Get talking to those people in the messenger. So do. Instagram is Auto World Media, folks. Auto World Media. Facebook address is my name, Mark Evans, and Auto World Radio. Now, podcast, you need to go back probably more than likely and listen to that first hour of I talked about 1.675 billion. You're going to get a piece of it if you do own a Cummins engine. You can always go to my website, autoworldmedia.com, click on listen on the podcast, you know, side. Yeah, it's there for you. And the archives. Go back and take a look. We're adding more there, too, by the way. We're going to get up some products for you. I just mentioned the STP Super Concentrated Fuel and Temperature Cleaner. I've got Axelrod Alex is doing that. He's putting up pictures in that product menu that we're going to have for you, that page on the website. You're going to see the products that I use on different menus of your car. That's right, a menu. When I open the frunk on an electric car, that's a different menu than opening the trunk in the rear of a car. I look at it as a restaurant. What part of the restaurant are you going to be eating at? What booth? Are you a booth person or are you a table person? On your car is completely different, too. If I'm up underneath the dash or if I'm up underneath the driver's seat trying to get the electric seat motor to work. Auto World tip. Got a hammer? Use it. Absolutely. How come my passenger seat won't go up, your wife says to you? Your significant other sits in the passenger seat. No one ever uses the seat motor. It does not want to move up when your friend gets in there. Guess what? All you have to do is hit the button and barely tap it with a rubber mallet, and it'll work again. And by the way, moisture does that. The brushes, it locks it up, folks. The brushes in the motor locks it up. So if you just give it a little tap, it works again. But I do recommend that you're probably going to end up buying a new motor sooner or later to get the driver's seat going forward and back. Yep. Stick shifts. Wow. That's crazy. Okay, before the garage door goes down, sad news that one of the fantastic, awesome automobile collections of Peter Mullen, he has passed. and out of Oxnard, California, folks. In light of his passing, though, Peter Mullen, he passed in September of 2023. The Mullen Automotive Museum has announced it will be closing its doors for the final time Saturday, February 10th. I'm early, purposely, because I want all of you to check it out, not only in person if you can, but if you can't, go online. Peter Mullen, I interviewed him. I knew him at the car shows, the Concours d'Elegance I've been to with him, talking to him about his cars, how he collected them. You will not believe what you see. Now, we just did put up a picture, an overall picture of his museum on my Facebook side, Mark Evans' side of Facebook, and it's on my Instagram, Auto World Media. Go check it out, folks. He founded the Oxnard Museum in 2010 to educate all of us, the guests, about the 20th century French automotive styling and design by showcasing, folks, the finest automobiles. Yes, most esteemed French master coach builders. The museum boasts nearly 47,000 square feet of exhibit space, folks. He not only parked that very, very expensive car there, but wait till you see the marble floor and the marble pillars. Those cars have it nicer than most all of us in life, how they lived, because of Peter. He previously owned a legacy newspaper, published the Otis Chandler, with Otis Chandler. And in addition to sleeping gallery of spaces of cars, the museum includes a roof garden, a theater, a gift shop, and of course, storage to park extra cars. Thanks, Peter. Appreciate it. Get over there, folks. Mullen Automotive Museum.com. Thanks for joining me. Drive safe, everybody. Motor on and keep pushing the juice pedal. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I'm bad. I'm nationwide. Yes, I'm bad.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.